WPGW AM and FM, Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening from the Forkside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Hi, everybody. Here we go with another season of high school volleyball. Fort Recovery's Lady Indians. Tonight they're taking on the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders. Fort Recovery has not played a match yet this year. This is their opening match of the season. St. Mary's played in an invitational last weekend, and so they have played three matches already. They lost two of those and won one. They lost to St. Henry and Versailles last Saturday, and they defeated Miami East last Saturday. So 1-2 St. Mary's versus Fort Recovery's Lady Indians, 0-0 on the season. In the junior varsity matchup, it was Fort Recovery winning in three sets. Fort Recovery won the first game 25-19, lost the second game 25-22, and then won the third set and the match 25-15. So Fort Recovery's junior varsity, they're at 1-0 on the campaign. We'll be back with the start of the match, Fort Recovery St. Mary's, right after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, looks like these players are going to be the main players for Fort Recovery to start the match here. Mara Pearson, a senior. Sage Luthold, a senior. Callie Wendell, a senior. Kayla Heitkamp, a junior. Tegan Fortkamp, a senior. Kennedy Mullenkamp, a junior. And Paige Guggenbeller, a senior. So a pretty senior-laden lineup out there to start out things here on the front line. It looks like it's going to be Kayla Heitkamp along with Paige Guggenbeller. And I think Kennedy Mullenkamp. And then we've got Mara Pearson, Sage Luthold, and Tegan Fortkamp in there as well. The libero is going to be Callie Wendell for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery on our left, St. Mary's on our right. And since COVID hit, they have not been changing sides of the court. I don't know if they're going to stick with that tonight or not. We'll see. Officials are checking out the starting lineups. Our next match for Fort Recovery will be next Tuesday when Fort Recovery visits Jay County. Lady Indians are at National Trail on Thursday of this week, but we will not be doing that broadcast. And then Fort Recovery will have their first conference matchup against Parkway a week from tonight. It'll be on August 31st against Parkway here at Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp on the first serve. It's a good one. Dug out by St. Mary's. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp on the pass. Here's a blast and a kill by Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson gets her first kill of the evening. Welcome to those of you listening on the FortRecoveryRadio.com site or WPGWRadio.com or on the high school TV network. We're also on there tonight. Here's St. Mary's back to Fort Recovery. Now back over to St. Mary's. Mara Pearson on a smash, and it's out of bounds. A hitting error by Mara goes out of bounds over the inline, so point St. Mary's, and that ties it up at one apiece. Serving now for St. Mary's is Lily Rammel. Rammel's a senior on the Lady Rough Riders squad. Good serve. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's the set and a miss hit by Fort Recovery's Paige Guggenbiller. And it's a point, St. Mary's. So service point for Lily Rammel. And there's a serve that's too long. Rammel hits it over the end line. Service error. And Fort Recovery will have the serve back. Side out Fort Recovery with Mara Pearson serving. Mara wears number 2 on her uniform. Here's a good serve dug out by the libero. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery. And, oh, a save by Kennedy Mollenkamp. A terrific smash by Bryce Clark, but Kennedy Mollenkamp saved it, and it fell in inbounds on the St. Mary's side, so a kill for Kennedy Mollenkamp. And there's a miss hit by Fort Recovery's Mara Pearson. So she had a service error. Sylvia Wiekertz back to serve now for St. Mary's. Wiekertz's serve is too long, out of bounds. Over the end line. Well, early season, early jitters, early errors here on serving for these two teams so far. Callie Wendell will now serve for the Lady Indians. And it's too long. Service error for Callie Wendell. Come on, gals. Just keep it in play. Now serving is Bryn Clark. Excellent hitter for St. Mary's. She's one of their top hitters on the team. Good serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp passes to the net. Here's a smash, and it's still in play. Saved by Fort Recovery. Nope. They're going to call a hitting error on Fort Recovery. So give St. Mary's the point. Fort Recovery fans thought that was a save, but not the case, said the official. So it's a service point for Bryn Clark. She serves again. Another good serve. Here's the hit over by Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp. Smash by Bryn Clark. Here's the set to Mara Pearson. Mara hits it over. Set for St. Mary's. A smash and a kill. Sierra Graber gets the kill for St. Mary's. Lady Rough Riders have a 6-4 lead here in the early going. Bryn Clark serves again. And there's a smash, and they say it was out of bounds by Tegan Fortkamp. As a close call. Here's the next serve by Bryn Clark, and got an ace. Fort Recovery couldn't make the return. Bryn Clark's been serving excellently here. She's keeping it in play. There's another good serve hit over by Fort Recovery, saved by Mara Pearson. St. Mary's back over it goes on the left. Tegan Fortkamp hits it back to St. Mary's, and St. Mary's had nobody there. They had a pass that went to nowhere, fell on the floor. Point for Fort Recovery. 8-5 now. Kayla Heitkamp back to serve for Fort Recovery, and it's just barely out. Kayla's a junior on this team. Service error. That's been the big problem here for the Fort so far tonight. Too many service errors. It's 9-5. Back to serve now for St. Mary's is Ellie Kraft. Good serve by Kraft, dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's the set for Tegan Fortkamp. Gets it over. St. Mary's on the bump, and there's a smash and a kill for Sierra Graber. And Fort Recovery has fallen behind 10-5. Lady Indians trailing by 5. We have a timeout on the court for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back in just a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio, right after we pause for this.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head, wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Here we go with the next serve to Kennedy Mullenkamp, Callie Wendell. Now Mara Pearson saves it by hitting it over on the long hit. At the net, a battle, and winning it out was St. Mary's. Getting the kill there was Maddie Steger. So it's another service point for Ellie Kraft. She will serve again. It's now 11-5, St. Mary's by 6. Here's the set, the smash by Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she got the kill. Nice set there for Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp gets the assist, Kennedy Mullenkamp the kill, and side out Fort Recovery. It's 11-6. Tegan Fortkamp goes back to serve for the Lady Indians. Dug out by St. Mary's at the net. Here's the smash, and another kill for Sierra Graber. That's at least her third kill of the first set here. And she will go back to serve. 12-6 score now. St. Mary's by 6. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell of Fort Recovery. There's the dig by Heitkamp. Mara Pearson on the hit. St. Mary's now. Here's the set and the smash. And a block by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery point block by Sage Luthold. Nice block by the senior. Gives a point to Fort Recovery. It's 12-7 now. Going back to serve is going to be Kenzie Garkey. Kenzie Garkey in the lineup for the first time. And it's a good serve, or is it? Oh, they say no. They say it went out of bounds. Right down the far sideline, and they say it just barely went out of bounds. Kenzie Garkey will come out. Coming back in is Sage Luthold. Serving now for St. Mary's is Ashley Nuss. And it's a 13-7 St. Mary's lead. Good serve by Nuss. Here's Heitkamp setting for Fort Recovery. A block at the net on Paige Guggenbiller's hit. Now Callie Wendell gets it back over to St. Mary's. Here's a smash by Lady Roughriders. And it's out of bounds. Sylvia Wiekert hit the ball out of bounds over the end line. Hitting air for Wiekert, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp serving. 13-8 score now. Again, a five-point lead for St. Mary's. Mullenkamp serve is an ace serve. Not able to get to it was Ellie Kraft. So give Kennedy Mullenkamp an ace serve. She will have one more here. Good serve again. This time it is played by Ellie Kraft. Hit back over by Bryn Clark. Fort Recovery keeps it in play. Back over to St. Mary's. Here's a hit by St. Mary's off of Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp. Saving it there is Kayla Heitkamp. St. Mary's got it over to Fort Recovery, and it was off the fist of Callie Wendell, and nobody could play it, and it was a point, St. Mary's. So here's Lily Rammel back to serve for St. Mary's. They lead 14-9 now. There's a hit back to St. Mary's, and blasting it out of bounds across the end line was Kennedy Mullenkamp. So give a service point to Lily Rammel. She'll have another one here. Good serve, dug out by Tegan Fortkamp, but off her fist and out of bounds. She couldn't get it where she wanted it to go. It's another service point for Lily Rammel. Fort Recovery falls behind 16-9. Another timeout for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, down by 7 here in the first set.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery and St. Mary's battling tonight in high school volleyball. Our first volleyball match of the season. Again, Fort Recovery will be at Jay County next Tuesday. We'll have that broadcast for you next Tuesday night. Lily Rammel will serve again. She served three straight points in a row. And there's an ace serve off of Tegan Fortkamp. And four service points in a row. It's now 17-9. Fort Recovery needs to start to making a stop here. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the set to Mara Pearson. Good hit on the cross-court hit. St. Mary's plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to the net. Here's a set by Kayla Heitkamp. Back to St. Mary's. Back over to Fort Recovery. And give a kill to Bryn Clark. Bryn Clark, a nice hit there. Just got it to the back line, and Fort Recovery couldn't play it. And it's another service point for Lily Rammel. That's five in a row for her now. Good serve there. Callie Wendell to Heitkamp. Here's Mara Pearson on the hit from the center position. St. Mary's bumps it back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Mara Pearson and got the kill. Give Kayla Heitkamp the assist. Mara Pearson gets the kill. And it's now 18-10. Lady Indians back to within eight. And they need several points in a row here. They need somebody to make a run at the service line. Here's Mara Pearson's serve. Let's serve. Goes across okay. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Back, Guggenbiller back over to St. Mary's, back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Mollenkamp hits it too hard and out of bounds. Point for St. Mary's, 19-10 now. Now serving is Sylvia Wiekert, and there's a block by St. Mary's. I think it was Bryn Clark with the block. And Fort Recovery is down by 20-10. Not a good start here. Lady Indians not looking that bad, but the score doesn't look good, that's for sure. Mara Pearson to the net. Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And it's going to be St. Mary's in the net. I'm going to go ahead and give Tegan Fortkamp a kill on that. 20-11. Callie Wendell will now serve. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. Dug out by St. Mary's to the net. They were having trouble. They got it over. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. The hit goes out of bounds. Kind of mishit that. Actually, might have been... Actually, they say it was tipped by St. Mary's, so we get the point. Callie Wendell picks up the service point. Now we needed that break. 20-12. Good serve by Callie at the net. They're going to say Fort Recovery gets another point. Double hit is called on St. Mary's. So Callie Wendell picks up another service point, and it's 20-13 all of a sudden. A couple more points here. We're back in this. Good serve at the net. And St. Mary's in trouble, but they got it going. Back over, and is it out of bounds? Out of bounds, they say. A little soft hit by Sierra Graber went out of bounds. Another service point for Callie Wendell. Callie will serve again. It's 20-14. Lady Indians making a comeback. Can they keep it going? Wendell's serve is a good one. Dug out by St. Mary's. Here's the set at the net, the smash and the kill by Sierra Graber. That's her fourth kill of the night. She's an excellent outside hitter for St. Mary's. Here's a serve this time by St. Mary's. Bryn Clark, good serve. Smashed by Tegan Fortkamp, but she hits it out of bounds. 22-14 now. And now things looking pretty gloomy here for the Lady Indians. Thought they might be able to mount a comeback a moment ago, but not the case. Good serve by St. Mary's. Hit back over to the Lady Rough Riders. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson to the net. Kayla Heitkamp just hits it over on the second hit and finds nobody there and got the kill. Kayla's first kill of the night. It's 22-15. Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve now. She's a junior on this team, coached by Travis Guggenbiller. Good serve. And hitting it into the net was Maddie Steger. So a hitting error for Steger. Give a service point to Kayla Heitkamp. It's now 22-16. Fort Recovery down by six. Heitkamp serving. Dug out by the Lady Rough Riders. Here's the set and the hit back over. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. And they got the kill. I believe that was Sage Luthold with the kill. And timeouts called by St. Mary's now as they only lead by five, 22-17. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kalp Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. We also offer delivery services to the communities in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So visit kalppharmacy.com for more information. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from Dr. Kim Vormore and all the staff at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Vormore's staff includes Fort Recovery High School graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hartz. The Vormore Family Dentistry wishing Fort Recovery good luck in tonight's match. Good serve there by Fort Recovery's Kayla Heitkamp. Back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Forkamp on a smash. Played by St. Mary's. And they're going to say illegal hit on St. Mary's. Give a point to Kayla Heitkamp. 22-18 now. Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. Good serve. Here's the dig and the set. Here's the smash by the middle hitter. Fort Recovery's Mara Pearson saved that one. Now here's another smash by St. Mary's and a kill by so far their top hitter in this first set. That's Sierra Graber. Kill number five for her in this set. 23-18 now. Boy, we needed that last point. Here's the serve by St. Mary's. And it's an ace serve by Ellie Kraft. That was, I believe that was a let serve. Those are always tough to play, and Kennedy Mullenkamp just couldn't play it. So service point for Ellie Kraft. She'll serve again. Mara Pearson comes up, bumps the ball to Kayla Heitkamp. Dink back over by Tegan Forkamp, back to Fort Recovery. Forkamp back over to St. Mary's and got the kill. Tegan Forkamp picks up her second kill of the night. That makes it now 24-19. Need a big run here or this set is over. Tegan Forkamp at the service line. First serve is a good one. Dug out by St. Mary's. A shot and it is a kill by guess who? Sierra Graber. And that's the end of the first set. 25-19. St. Mary's wins set number one, 25-19. We'll be back with set number two. Again, St. Mary's and Fort Recovery in the JV matchup, won by Fort Recovery, 2-1. So Fort Recovery's junior varsity off to a flying start this year. We'll be back after this.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
One of my favorite OHSAA PSAs, so true there. A lot of outstanding message there for you. High school sports, more than just a game, that is for sure. Okay, well, Fort Recovery falls in the first set here tonight, 25-19. We move on with the next one. Fort Recovery's leading hitters, Mara Pearson had a couple of kills, so did Tegan Fortkamp, and Kennedy Mullenkamp had two kills in that first set. For St. Mary's, Sierra Graber had a total of six kills in the first set to lead them. St. Mary's is serving first. Mara Pearson dinks it over. St. Mary's back over to Fort Recovery. Wendell to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Here's Mara Pearson back to St. Mary's. Here's the set and the hit by Bryn Clark. Now there's a smash by Paige Guggenbiller, and she could not get it over. In the net for Paige Guggenbiller, point for St. Mary's. It's 1-0. That was Ashley Nuss's first service point, and now she muffs it by hitting it into the net, so Fort Recovery gets the serve right back. Well, we've had a lot of service errors tonight on both teams' part. Here's Mara Pearson. Service error again. Service error into the net. Back to St. Mary's. Lily Rammel will serve. She had a run of five straight service points in that first set, which helped them to victory. And there's almost an ace, but saved by Mara Pearson. And now a kill for Bryn Clark. It's her second kill of the night. Lily Rammel serves again for St. Mary's. Tegan Fortkamp hits it over to St. Mary's. Here's the set and the dink over by Clark, and I think she got the kill. Yep. Bryn Clark with another kill. We've got for Fort Recovery, well, I'll tell you in a minute here. There's a serve. Is it in? He said, yep. Lily Rammel, an ace serve on the gut right before the back line. Her second ace. Fort Recovery has Paige Guggenbiller, Tegan Fortkamp, Mara Pearson, Kayla Heitkamp, Callie Wendell, and Kennedy Mullenkamp out there at the moment. Kennedy Mullenkamp digs it out. There's Tegan Fortkamp. The hit is blocked. Tegan hits it back over. There's the set for St. Mary's and a kill for Sylvia Weekerts. And that is her first kill of the night. And Fort Recovery quickly calls timeout as they fall behind in game two here. 6-1, St. Mary's leading. We'll be back. Timeout, Fort Recovery.
Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Way over 100 years for Hull Brothers. Back to serve is Lily Rammel. It's a good serve again. Smashed by Mara Pearson. Played by St. Mary's. Here's a hit and a block for Fort Recovery. I think that was Paige Guggenbiller with the block that time. Side out Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will serve. Good serve and a serve. Nobody could get to that. Callie Wendell has four service points tonight, including that ace serve, and she will serve again. Good serve, dug out by the back line. Here's the hit over and a kill for St. Mary's, Bryn Clark. That's her fourth kill of the evening. Back to serve now is going to be Sylvia Weekerts. And Fort Recovery cannot make the return. Weaker picks up a service point. Almost was an ace serve, but not quite. I don't think I'd give her an ace serve on that, but that was close. Weaker will serve again. Good serve, and it is inbounds, they say. Just barely got in. A serve for Sylvia Weekert. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, FortRecoveryRadio.com, and some of you are watching and listening on the High School Sports Network. There's a smash for Tegan Fortkamp. Got the kill for Fort Recovery. Welcome to any of you listeners from St. Mary's who might be tuned in tonight. Glad to have you along with us, as well as our regular Fort Recovery crew. There's a let serve by Heitkamp, and now we say St. Mary's had an illegal hit. So a point for Kayla Heitkamp. That's her fourth service point of the night. Heitkamp serves again. Dug out by St. Mary's. Here's the set and the smash. This time Fort Recovery able to play that. Here's Tegan Fortkamp back over to St. Mary's. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Played by the Lady Indians. Callie Wendell will set for Kennedy Mullenkamp. And Mullenkamp with the spike and the kill. Kennedy Mullenkamp, her third kill of the evening. Service point for Kayla Heitkamp. And it's now 9-6. Lady Indians crawling back in this one. Trailing 6-1 early, but it's 9-6 now. Good serve by Heitkamp. Here's the hit. Tried to set that up for the outside hitter, Sierra Graber, and it was too far out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery, 9-7 now. Another service point for Heitkamp. This time her serve is too long, service error. Ten to seven. Side out, St. Mary's. Bryn Clark will go back to serve. She has done a nice job from that spot tonight. Good serve again. There's a block by St. Mary's, played by Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp two hands it over. Here's a smash and a kill for St. Mary's Sierra Graber. Kill number 7 for her. She is a red-hot hitter for them tonight. Another service point for Bryn Clark. Clark will serve, and it's an ace serve right through the hands of Kennedy Mullenkamp. It's now 12-7. St. Mary's by 5. Bryn Clark back to serve again. She's an outstanding senior on this team. Callie Wendell digs it out from the back row. Here's the head over by Sage Luthold. Now Clark back to Fort Recovery. Luthold tries to hit it over. Looked like it was blocked. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on the dink over. St. Mary's saved that. Nice job. Kennedy Mullenkamp on a smash, blocked by St. Mary's. Tegan Fortkamp on a hit. Here's dug out by St. Mary's, a smash, and another kill for Sierra Graber. Star of the match so far, Sierra Graber with 8 kills. Another service point for Bryn Clark. 13-7 now. St. Mary's won the first set tonight, 25-19. It's a good serve to Callie Wendell. Kennedy Mullenkamp, who will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp hits it over. Here's St. Mary's. There's a blast back to Fort Recovery. Wendell plays it. Tegan Fortkamp now back over to St. Mary's. Here's Clark hitting it over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Heitkamp. And a kill for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy Mullenkamp picks up another kill. That's her 4th of the night. Side out Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve now with Fort Recovery back to within 5. It's 13-8. Tegan Fortkamp on the serve. Ace serve for Tegan. Ashley Nuss tried to come in there and save it from the back line, but she couldn't do it. Ace serve for Tegan Fortkamp. She will have another here. Another ace serve. This time it was Reagan Putoff who tried to play it, and she couldn't play it. Tegan Fortkamp, a senior, has 2 ace serves in a row, making it 13-10. Lady Indians crawling back in this. Here's the next serve. It's an ace serve again. That got by Sierra Graber and ricocheted off of Ashley Nuss and out of bounds. 3 ace serves in a row for Tegan Fortkamp. It's 13-11. Tegan will serve again. These serves have some nice velocity on them. There's a little softer one played by St. Mary's. Back, Nuss gets it back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Kennedy Mullenkamp on a hit. And it was out of bounds, I guess. No, they say it was deflected by St. Mary's, so point there for Tegan Fortkamp. Timeout, St. Mary's. We're down to a 1-point lead for the Lady Roughriders. It's 13-12, St. Mary's on top. Timeout on the courts.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery has a home football game this Friday. You can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery and Urbana playing at the Fortside Fieldhouse on Friday night. Here's Tegan Fortkamp's serve again. Oh, a service error as she ends her own service streak there with a service error into the net. side out St. Mary's, and that makes it 14-12 now. St. Mary's by two. Now, can't fault Tegan. She had a great service run there. Good serve by St. Mary's. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the hit, got the kill. Hit it through the block, and Kennedy picks up her fifth kill of the night. Tegan Fortkamp will go back. No, she can't serve again. She already served. So it'll be Kinsey Garkey serving. Kinsey Garkey at the service line. 1 point lead for St. Mary's, 14-13. Nuss bumps it over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. Now here back over to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson on the hit. And St. Mary's cannot play it. I'm going to give Mara Pearson a kill on that one. Number three for her tonight. And it's 14-14. We're all tied up. Kinsey Garkey serving again. Good serve. Dug out by Nuss from St. Mary's. Here's the hit back over. Oh, Fort Recovery kept that alive somehow. Another smash. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's the set for Mara Pearson, and Mara got the kill. Mara Pearson with the kill, and that gives Fort Recovery the lead for the first time in this game, 15-14. First time in this set. Another service point for Kenzie Garkey. She will serve again. Soft serve dug out by Nuss at the net. And we got a whistle, and they're going to say St. Mary's was in the net. I'm not sure who they said was in the net, but somebody was. So service point for Kenzie Garkey. Against Fort Recovery, a 16-14 lead here. Here's a hit back over and out of bounds by St. Mary's. Fort Recovery picks up another point. Kenzie Garkey picks up another service point. She's had several in a row here. 17-14, Lady Indians by three now. Soft serve, dug out by St. Mary's. Here's a smash and a kill by Sierra Graber. Number nine for her tonight. And we're only in the second game. She's had a whale of a night in the hitting department. Back to serve now is Sierra Graber. 17-15 score. Lady Indians lead by two here in the second game. St. Mary's won the first game. Here's a little dink over and a kill for Paige Guggenbiller. That's her first kill of the night. Back to serve is Kennedy Mollenkamp. Here comes the serve from Kennedy. She's a senior. And a serve for Kennedy Mollenkamp. That's her second ace serve of the night. St. Mary's 1-2 on the year. Fort Recovery, this is their first match of the year, so they're 0-0. Good serve there. And a kill by St. Mary's, hitting it through the block, was Maddie Stager, getting her second kill of the night. That makes it 19-16 now, Lady Indians. Leading by three. Here's Nuss on the serve for St. Mary's, their libero. Mara Pearson hits it back to St. Mary's. Here's the set and the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Mara Pearson, a smash. St. Mary's trying to keep it alive, and they do. Nice job. Callie Wendell up to the net to Heitkamp, who will set for Paige Guggenbiller. Back to Fort Recovery. Guggenbiller tries to hit it across and miss hit it. Miss hit there for Paige Guggenbiller. Give a service point to Ashley Nuss. Ashley's a senior libero for St. Mary's. And service air, Nuss hits it out of bounds. 20-17, Lady Indians lead by three. The other day in the Invitational on Saturday, St. Mary's lost to St. Henry and Versailles and defeated Miami East. There's a set and a smash by Bryn Clark of St. Mary's. Tegan Fortkamp hits it back to the Lady Rough Riders. Clark back over to Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp to the net, and Paige Guggenbiller can't hit it over. Point St. Mary's. Serving is Lily Rammel now. Rammel's serve is dug out by Mara Pearson. Tegan Fortkamp on a smash and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp hadn't had one in a while. That's her first one in this set and fourth one of the match. Callie Wendell will go back to serve now. Soft serve dug out by Bryn Clark. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. And Mara Pearson will hit it back over to St. Mary's. Nuss will set for the outside hitter. That's Sylvia Wiekert, and she couldn't connect and get it across. Point, Fort Recovery. Timeout, St. Mary's. Fort Recovery leads by four, 22-18.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Are you in the dark when it comes to your medications? Let the team at Kalp Pharmacy shed some light. Life can keep you busy and not enough time to really think about what medications you're taking. Let the Kalp Pharmacy team guide you toward effectively managing your medications. During your review, we will check and work toward decreasing interactions, side effects, and suggest ways to make your regimen easier to manage. Call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 today or visit kalppharmacy.com for more information. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, St. Mary's had jumped out to a nice lead in this second set, but Fort Recovery fought back, took the lead, and they're leading now 22-18 here. Nice advantage for the Lady Indians, and they have the serve. Side out for Callie Wendell. Outstanding senior for the Lady Indians. Volleyball and basketball. And it's a let serve played by St. Mary's. Back over to Fort Recovery. And there is a kill for Sierra Graber. Kill number 10 for her tonight. Going back to service, Sylvia Wiekert. 22-19 is the score. Wiekert's serve is dug out there, or passed by Mara Pearson. St. Mary's back over to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery, nobody stepped up to play it. Ball just fell on the floor. Point for Sylvia Wiekert. Makes it 22-20 now. Good serve by Wiekert. Pass to the net. Here's Tegan Fortkamp bumping it over. Smash and a kill for St. Mary's, I believe. Now, wait a minute. I guess they gave that to St. Mary's. Fort Recovery calls timeout. We'll be back in just a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yes, they did give that to that point to St. Mary's. Wiekert serving again. Good serve. Mara Pearson to Heidkamp. Here's Tegan Fortkamp hitting it over. Nuss saves it nicely. Outside smash. And out of bounds by Sierra Graber that time, one of her rare hitting errors. And Fort Recovery picks up the point and is 1 point away, actually 2 points away, from winning this set, 23-21. Heitkamp on the serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set. Kennedy Mollenkamp bumps it over and got the kill down in the corner. Kennedy Mollenkamp saw the kill, or saw the opening down in the corner down there, and bumped it down there and got the kill. Here's service set point for Kayla Heitkamp. Good serve. St. Mary's on the set and the smash. And the kill by, you guessed it, Sierra Graber gets another kill, number 11 for her. Now back to serve is Bryn Clark. 24-22. Fort Recovery by two. Tegan Heitkamp goes over to St. Mary's. Back to Fort Recovery. And another kill by Sierra Graber. Man, is she racking them up. Kill number 12 on the night. 24-23. Lady Indians are on the verge here of letting this one slip away. Bryn Clark with the service point. Here comes another one. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Passing to Heitkamp. The smash by Tegan Fortkamp. And is it good or not? Oh, the officials didn't see where the ball went. Fort Recovery says that was in. The official at the net did not see it, and he says we're going to replay. That would have been your set point for Fort Recovery. It's a beautiful hit by Tegan Fortkamp. We'll replay. Here's Bryn Clark of St. Mary's, dug out by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Will smash again. This time St. Mary's plays it. And up on the ceiling and down on the floor for St. Mary's. And Fort Recovery picks up the point and wins 25-23. Fort Recovery wins 25-23 in the second set. That means we're going at least four sets tonight. Tied at one apiece now here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Yeah, a lot of action there at the end. Some controversial calls, but the Indians come out on top, 25-23. We'll be back with set number three on the way in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head, wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, bet set to go here for game number three. It's tied at one apiece. St. Mary's won the first set 25-19, and Fort Recovery won the second set 25-23. Fort Recovery almost let it slip away there, but they hung on. So to start the third set, we've got Tegan Fortkamp, Sage Luthold, Kennedy Mullenkamp, Paige Guggenbiller, and also Kayla Heitkamp out there for the Lady Indians. And, of course, Callie Wendell is the libero. Mara Pearson's also out there for the Lady Indians. Here comes Callie Wendell in, and Sage Luthold will go out. Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve first here for the Lady Indians. Winner of this set will have the advantage, that's for sure. Good serve. Here's the dig and the bump over and a kill for Bryn Clark. Kill number five for her. But the big hitter for St. Mary's, Sierra Graber, with 12 kills on the night. Back to serve is Lily Rammel. It's a good serve. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp, who will set for Mara Pearson. Now St. Mary's back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Heitkamp to Pearson. Can't hit it through the block. Block for St. Mary's, and it's a point for the Lady Rough Riders. 2-0. Lily Rammel back to serve again. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp, a deep hit, gets it over. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp to St. Mary's. Here's a hit by St. Mary's to Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp, a smash by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Block. Blocked there by, I believe it was by Bryn Clark, and then Fort Recovery misplayed it there. The ball just fell untouched. Tough point there. Now 3-0. There's an ace serve as Tegan Fortkamp could not play that serve. Makes it 4-0. And another ace serve as Lily Rammel is fired up here. 5-0, five straight service points for Lily Rammel. Timeout, Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment. It's 5-0.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio, the opening match of the year for the Lady Indians taking on St. Mary's. Again, St. Mary's has already played three matches. And there's a service error by Lily Rammel. She had just had two ace serves in a row and missed that one into the net. Mara Pearson now serving. Good serve. Bryn Clark back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp had a smash. Hits it through the block by Clark and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with a kill. It's number five for her. Mara Pearson will serve again. Let's serve. Good. Nuss to the front line. Here's the hit over to Fort Recovery. Paige Guggenbiller back to St. Mary's. Here's the dink over. And getting the kill for St. Mary's was Sylvia Weekerts, her second kill of the evening. That makes it 6-2, Fort Recovery by 4. And let serve, and it falls on the floor. Nothing you can do about that. Sylvia Weaker gets an ace serve there on the let serve. She tried to do the same thing again. This time it's hit too low and is hit in the net. So Callie Wendell will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. They lead 7-3. Callie Wendell's serve is a good one. Here's the smash by Graber. Tegan Fortkamp back to St. Mary's and off the fist of Nuss and out of bounds. Callie Wendell picks up the service point. Good serve again. At the net, a battle, and looks like Graber got the best of it. Graber picks up the point right at the net. Again, Sierra Graber. Bryn Clark now serving for St. Mary's at the net. Kayla Heitkamp hits it over on the second hit. St. Mary's back to Fort Recovery. Wendell to Heitkamp. There's a pass to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who got the fairly deep hit for the kill. Let's see. Kennedy has 2, 4, 5, 6, 7 kills on the night. 8-5 now. Good serve by Heitkamp. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. And that is inbounds. A kill for St. Mary's Reagan Putoff. That's her first kill of the night. Reagan Putoff picks up the nice kill, and that'll send Ellie Kraft back to serve for St. Mary's. It's a good serve. Let's serve, and another ace. That's the second ace let's serve they've had here in the last couple of minutes. Of course, years ago, those used to be illegal, but not anymore. Good serve there. Smash and a block by St. Mary's. 11-5. Fort Recovery trailing St. Mary's here, 11-5. And a service error into the net for Ellie Kraft. So that'll give the serve and the side out to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp now serving. Here it comes. Good serve at the net. And getting the kill was Mara Pearson. Mara battled one of the Lady Rough Riders there at the net. And Mara won out. 11-7 now the score. Here's a serve into the net for Tegan Fortkamp. This is turning out to be kind of a long night. I didn't think it would be like this, but we have to play at least one more game. This is game number 3. Each team has won one. Serve by Graber. Good serve. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Nice hit in the middle position. Now a battle at the net, and St. Mary's keeps it alive. And they're going to say Mara Pearson was in the net. Boy, that was a close call. Mara Pearson in the net. That gives the point to Graber. Sierra Graber will serve again. It's 13-7 now. St. Mary's by 6. Mara Pearson digs it out. There's Kayla Heitkamp to Pearson. Pearson hits it over. Kennedy Mollenkamp keeps it in play. Sage Luthold. Back over by Tegan Fortkamp. And nobody could make the return for St. Mary's. I'm going to go ahead and give Tegan a kill on that. Makes it 13-8. Fort Recovery down by 5. Side out, Lady Indians. Going back to serve now will be Kenzie Garkey. Garkey's serve is good. Dug out by Graber. Here's the hit into the net by Sylvia Wiekertz. And it's going to be Lady Indians point and serve. Kenzie Garkey has, let's see, 6 service points tonight. Good serve there again. Here's the set by Lily Rammel, and the hit back to Fort Recovery. And they're going to say the hit was out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Kenzie Garkey will serve again. Lady Indians sneaking back in this one now. They trailed by a bunch a moment ago. It's only 13-10 now. And turnabout is fair play, as there's a let serve for an ace serve for Kenzie Garkey. Just caught the top of the net and fell right over on the floor. Here's Garkey serving again. Graber digs it out. Here's Nuss to the net. Kennedy Mollenkamp back over and got the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the kill. Kill number 8 for her. And it's 13-12. Timeout. St. Mary's. Lady Indians back to within 1. 13-12. They still have the serve. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kalp Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. We also offer delivery services to the communities in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So visit kalppharmacy.com for more information. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Excellent Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park, operated by Kalp Pharmacy. Whatever you need when it comes to handicap situations, you'll find it there at Kalp Pharmacy. Here's another serve by Kenzie Garkey, dug out by St. Mary's. Back to Fort Recovery. Keegan Forkamp to Heitkamp. Back to St. Mary's, back to Fort Recovery, back to St. Mary's again. Nuss will dig it out, back to Fort Recovery. Here's a hit back over by Paige Guggenbiller. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Kenzie Garkey to Heitkamp, and here's a dink over and a kill for Paige Guggenbiller. Her second kill of the night. Another service point for Kenzie Garkey. We are tied at 13-13. She's run off a bunch in a row here. Let's see if the Lady Indians can grab the lead. Good serve there. Here's the set. And the outside hit by Sylvia Wiekert is hit out of bounds over the end line. And Fort Recovery picks up another point and takes the lead. 14-13 now. Here's Garkey's serve, and it is a good one. Mara Pearson back over to St. Mary's, and there's a soft little placement hit by Sylvia Wiekert, and she gets the kill. Side out, St. Mary's. Ashley Nuss, the libero, a senior player for St. Mary's, will be serving here. And it is a serve. A serve for Nuss, her first ace of the night. That gives St. Mary's the lead back at 15-14. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Heitkamp to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp hits it over. There's a smash and a kill by Bryn Clark. Bryn Clark picks up her 6th kill of the night for St. Mary's. Side out, Lady Rough Riders. Back to serve is Nuss. And it is out of bounds. Side out, Lady Indians. 16-15. St. Mary's by one. Kennedy Mollenkamp now serving. Good serve. The pass to the net. Clark hits it over. Heitkamp sets for Mara Pearson, and Mara got the hit right down the line and picks up the kill. Mara has a total of 6 kills on the night. Kennedy Mollenkamp serving again. Good serve. Ace serve for Kennedy Mollenkamp. That's her 3rd ace serve of the night. 17-16. Lady Indians take the lead back here in this 3rd set. Again, we're tied at 1 set apiece. St. Mary's won the 1st set. Fort Recovery won the 2nd set. Here's a smash by Clark, and she got the kill for St. Mary's. Bryn Clark, kill number 7. Side out, Lady Rough Riders. Lily Rammel back to serve now for St. Mary's. And it is a good serve. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Heitkamp to Mara Pearson. Pearson over to St. Mary's. Smash back to Fort Recovery. Weaker hit the smash back. Here's Tegan Fortkamp hitting it over for Fort Recovery. St. Mary's got it back over. Heitkamp sets for Paige Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller bumps it over. St. Mary's plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Mara Pearson. Pearson plays it over. Battle at the net. Paige Guggenbiller back to St. Mary's. And a battle at the net again. St. Mary's back to Fort Recovery. Here's a battle. And again, St. Mary's can't play it. I'm going to give Kayla Heitkamp a kill on that. She was at the net for Fort Recovery. That gives Fort Recovery the lead back at 18-17. Here is Mara Pearson serving now for Fort Recovery. And it's a good serve dug out by St. Mary's. And there's a kill. Kill for St. Mary's. I think that was Sylvia Weekert, and she will go back to serve. And her serve is too long. Out of bounds, service here. 19-18, Fort Recovery regains the lead. Side out, Lady Indians, Callie Wendell. We're in the 3rd set. We're tied at 1 set apiece. Callie Wendell serving, and St. Mary's keeps it alive. Over to Tegan Fortkamp, to Heitkamp. Heitkamp will set for Sage Luthold. A whistle, and they're going to say somebody was in the net, apparently, for Fort Recovery. So point and side out for St. Mary's. We're tied 19-19. Bryn Clark on the serve. And there is a kill for Kayla Heitkamp. Right at the net, at the middle hitting position. Put it over, and nobody was there for St. Mary's to play it. That is her 3rd kill of the evening. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve. Dug out by St. Mary's. Callie Wendell bumps it up. Kennedy Mollenkamp dinks it over. St. Mary's back to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson to Heitkamp. And not able to hit it was Tegan Fortkamp. And it's a point for St. Mary's. We're tied again at 20-20. Ellie Kraft will go back to serve now for St. Mary's. Good serve. Almost an ace serve. Mara Pearson saves it. and a battle, and at the net, there's a hit back over by Tegan Fortkamp and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with a key kill. Give the Lady Indians a 21-20 lead at the moment, and Tegan will go back to serve, and we have a timeout. St. Mary's. We're tied at one set apiece. We're in the third set, 21-20. Fort Recovery by one. We'll be back.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today, the St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we've had an interesting night of high school volleyball here on the opening match of the year for the Lady Indians. Tegan Fortkamp back to serve. 21-20. Lady Indians up by one. Good serve. Dug out by St. Mary's. Dink back over to Fort Recovery. A smash, and Kennedy Mollenkamp finds the open spot and gets the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp with kill number 9 for her tonight. 9 kills for Kennedy. Tegan Fortkamp gets the service point, and she will go back to serve. Good serve off of Ellie Kraft, and they're going to call a double hit on St. Mary's on Maddie Steger. Maddie Steger got called for a double hit. Point for Fort Recovery, 23-20. Tegan Fortkamp serves again. Good serve, almost an ace, but St. Mary's saves it. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the hit by Mara Pearson, now blocked. Back over to St. Mary's again. Here's a smash. And they're going to say the smash was in the net and didn't get across. So a point for Fort Recovery. Another service point for Tegan Fortkamp. Here's your set point. 24-20. Lady Indians lead by 4. Good serve. And St. Mary's saves it. And it's in. Right on the back line for St. Mary's. I thought it might be Fort Recovery's game there, but they couldn't quite get it done. So side out, St. Mary's now. It's 24-21. St. Mary's could still win this thing. Back to serve is their star hitter, Sierra Graber. Good serve. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Mara Pearson. St. Mary's in a battle at the net. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will go to Sage Luthold. Luthold on the hit. St. Mary's back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp sets for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Hits out. Oh, wait. They say it was deflected, apparently. So give Mollenkamp the kill, and that one is over. 25-21. Fort Recovery with the win, 25-21. So now Lady Indians lead 2-1. St. Mary's has to win this fourth set to stay alive. 25-21, Lady Indians win an exciting third set. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Much of the football team for Fort Recovery is over there in the stands rooting on the girls. Nice to see student support here from the Fort Recovery students. Lady Indians leading 2-1. We head to set number 4. Again, St. Mary's won the first one 25-19. Fort Recovery won the second one 25-23. Fort Recovery won the third set 25-21. That's where we stand right now. 2-1. The purple and white on top. Once again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Also, FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. And the High School Sports Network might be watching on video. Welcome to the broadcast. Here's St. Mary's serving first in this fourth set. It's a good serve. A block at the net for St. Mary's. Mara Pearson hits it back to St. Mary's. A smash by Clark. Played by Tegan Fortkamp, the height camp. There's a hit back by Mara Pearson, and Mara gets the kill. Kill number 7 for Mara tonight. And going back to serve will be Mara Pearson. And it's a good serve dug out by St. Mary's. Here's the set by Rammel. Smashed by Kennedy Mullenkamp, but into the net. Point for St. Mary's. Side out for St. Mary's. Tied at 1 apiece. And Lucy Rammel will go back to serve now for the Lady Rough Riders. Is it good or not? Said it was out. So side out, Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will serve. And it's a good serve at the net. And a battle, and St. Mary's having trouble. They keep it alive. Back over to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Tegan Fortkamp, and it's out. Just barely out on the back line. And that is a point for St. Mary's. Side out St. Mary's. Service error for Sylvia Wiekert. Sylvia Wiekert hits it into the net. And that will give Fort Recovery side out. Back to serve now is going to be Kayla Heitkamp. Serve is good. Dug out by St. Mary's. Into the net on the hit. Miss hit there by Reagan Putoff. And so Fort Recovery picks up the point. Another serve here for Kayla Heitkamp. Dug out by Nuss. And there's a smash. And Fort Recovery kept it alive. Mara Pearson hit back over to Fort Recovery. And hitting it through the block was Bryn Clark. Bryn Clark with kill number 8 for her tonight. And she will go back to serve. It's 4-3. Lady Indians lead by 1. Mara Pearson digs it out to Kayla Heitkamp. Heitkamp sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp on the hit, played by St. Mary's. Back over to Fort Recovery. Pearson to Heitkamp. Tegan Fortkamp now. Fortkamp on the hit. Clark keeps it alive, free-balling it back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Nice save by Clark. And St. Mary's gets it back over. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on the hit. And got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with the kill. That is number 9 for her in the kill department tonight. Tegan will go back to serve. 5-3 Fort Recovery lead here in the fourth set. Indians win this set. It's over. St. Mary's wins the set. They force a game 5. In the net for Tegan Fortkamp. Service error for Tegan. Back to serve now is Ellie Kraft. Ellie's only a sophomore for St. Mary's. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's a set and a hit. Back to St. Mary's. Smash by, you guessed it, Sierra Graber again. Another kill for Graber. Number 14 on the night for Sierra Graber. And back to, still continuing her serve is Ellie Kraft. Good serve there at the net. Smash by Fort Recovery's Sage Luthold picks up the kill. Only her second kill of the night, but that was a big one. Sage has a big smile on her face as she comes out. Coach Guggenbiller does a great job with these gals. He loves what he's doing. It just shows all over him. He has a big smile most of the time. There's a service error on that one. He probably wasn't smiling about that. Service error, Fort Recovery. Side out to St. Mary's. Sierra Graber will serve here. 6-6 tie. Good serve. Dug out by Fort Camp. Here's Mara Pearson on a smash and a cross-court hit, played by St. Mary's. Back over to Fort Recovery. Pearson to Heitkamp, and Tegan Fortkamp rushes in, smashes the ball, but into the net. Hitting error for Tegan Fortkamp. And that gives St. Mary's the lead at 7-6. Sierra Graber serving again. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. To Heitkamp. Mara Pearson back over to St. Mary's. Here's the set and the kill for Wiekert. Sylvia Wiekert picks up a kill. That is her 5th on the night. Another service point there for Graber. Good serve again. Here's the set. Back over to Fort Recovery. Wendell trying to save it and freeballing it back is Paige Guggenbiller. And the hit back over and out of bounds by Graber. Hitting error for Graber. Fort Recovery will serve side out. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the serve here. Good serve. Nuss, Ashley Nuss, up to Wiekert. Wiekert over to Fort Recovery. Here's the dig by Tegan Fortkamp. The smash by Mara Pearson. Battle at the net. Here's the dig and the smash and a block by Paige Guggenbiller. Paige Guggenbiller gets her third kill of the night. Well, actually, that was a kill, but a block. Give her a block on that one. And Kennedy Mollenkamp will continue to serve. Mollenkamp, good serve. Here's the set by Rammel. They hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp bashes it, and they said it was in. St. Mary's fans were not too happy about that call. Point Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will serve again. 9-8. Good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp to Paige Guggenbiller, and Paige hits it out of bounds. Hitting error for Paige Guggenbiller. Side out to Ashley Nuss of St. Mary's. Nuss now serving. It's tied at 9-9. This has been a close match all night long. Back and forth they go. Good serve by St. Mary's. Mara Pearson on the smash. Played by the Lady Rough Riders. Wiekert back over to Fort Recovery and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp tried to get there but couldn't quite do so. So Sylvia Wiekert gets her sixth kill of the night. Another service point for Ashley Nuss. Serving again. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Heitkamp. Tamara Pearson. A smash by Bryn Clark. Kill number 9 for Bryn Clark. Former superintendent Larry Brown stops in to see the match. Nuss with a good serve again at the net. Fort Recovery can't play it. Another service point for Ashley Nuss. She will serve again. 12-9. Lady Rough Riders taking a 3-point lead here. Crucial fourth set. Here's a hit back over and out of bounds by Paige Guggenbiller. Point for St. Mary's and timeout for Fort Recovery. We are 13-9. If St. Mary's wins this one, they force a fifth game. We'll see. Fort Recovery leads 2-1.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Four recovery trails here at 13-9. It was 9-9. And Nuss continues her service run here. She's served three in a row. Maybe even four in a row. Good serve there. Heitkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Mara on the smash from her outside hitting position. Here's Clark back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery plays it. Two-handing it over is Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the set for St. Mary's, and they hit it out of bounds. Wiekert hits it out of bounds. Side out, Fort Recovery. 13-10 now. And Mara Pearson will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. It is out of bounds. Man, I would be a rich man tonight if I got paid for all these service errors. There have been a bunch of them. Lily Rammel will serve now for St. Mary's, side out. And it's an ace serve. Went off the hands of Mara Pearson, and nobody could get there to help her out. So an ace serve for Lily Rammel. That, by the way, is her fifth ace serve of the night. Here she goes again. Dug out by Mara Pearson, the Heidkamp, the Tegan Fortkamp. And Fortkamp nails it down the sideline for the kill. 15-11. Callie Wendell now serving for the Lady Indians. Here's the hit back over by St. Mary's. Heidkamp will pass over to Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp across. And trying to free ball it over was Reagan Putoff, and she hits it into the net. Give Callie Wendell a service point. That is number 6 for her tonight. Another good serve there. And getting the kill, I believe that was Andrea Clark, I believe. Or Audra Clark, I should say. That makes it 16-12 now. Weaker serving for St. Mary's. St. Mary's leads by 4. Good hit back by Tegan Fortkamp. And they're going to say double hit on St. Mary's. So Fort Recovery will now serve. It's going to be Kayla Heidkamp back to serve. 16-13 now the score. Fort Recovery wins this set. It's over. Good serve. Nuss on the dig. Here's Graber on the hit and hits it out of bounds over the end line. Service or a hitting error there. And a service point for Kayla Heidkamp. She'll go back to serve again. It's a good serve. Here's a smash by Graber. A block by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Back over to Fort Recovery. Heidkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. Hits it back on the cross-court pass. Cross-court hit. And there is Graber, another kill. Sierra Graber, another kill. Kill number 17 for her on the night. Back to serve now is Bryn Clark. Good serve. A smash by Tegan Fortkamp. And St. Mary's can't play it. Give Tegan Fortkamp the kill. Kill number 11 for Tegan. 17-15. Tegan Fortkamp goes back to serve. Again, Fort Recovery leads 2-1. We're in the fourth set. Fort Recovery trailing 17-15. Good serve by Fortkamp. And at the net and getting the kill was Sage Luthold. One of the seniors for Fort Recovery. 17-16 score now. Tegan Fortkamp will serve again. And it is an ace serve. It landed just inside the end line. And nobody was there to play it for St. Mary's. Tegan will have another serve here. It's tied at 17-17 now. 17 all here in this fourth set. Tegan Fortkamp. Nice serve. Played by St. Mary's. Here's a hit by Maddie Steger. Back to St. Mary's. Back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heidkamp to Sage Luthold, who saves it nicely. A smash by Graber. Another kill. Boy, is she on tonight. Kill number 18 for Sierra Graber. Here comes a serve from Ellie Kraft now for St. Mary's. Good serve. A battle at the net. Blocked by St. Mary's. Here is Mara Pearson hitting it back over. And is that another kill? Another kill for Graber. My goodness. She's going to hit 20 kills tonight. 19-17, St. Mary's by 2. Good serve by Kraft. Here's a pass by Lily Rammel, a smash and a kill. Was that Graber again? I think it was. Wow. 2017 timeout Fort Recovery. Lady Indians trail by three in this fourth set. If St. Mary's wins this, we'll go to game number five.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Are you in the dark when it comes to your medications? Let the team at Kalp Pharmacy shed some light. Life can keep you busy and not enough time to really think about what medications you're taking. Let the Kalp Pharmacy team guide you toward effectively managing your medications. During your review, we will check and work toward decreasing interactions, side effects, and suggest ways to make your regimen easier to manage. Call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 today or visit kalppharmacy.com for more information. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back to serve again is Ellie Crafts. Good serve, Callie Wendell to Heitkamp. And here is a kill by Kennedy Mollenkamp. On the deflection. Kennedy picks up her 11th kill of the night. And going back to serve is going to be Kenzie Garkey. Garkey served a few times tonight. Oh, service error. 21-18 now. St. Mary's leads by three here in this big four set. Back to serve as their star, Sierra Graber. Dug out by Mara Pearson to Heitkamp. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp on the hit over, and it goes out of bounds. Point for St. Mary's. Give a service point to Sierra Graber. Graber, a good serve there. Smash by Paige Guggenbiller. Here's the dink over. A nice save momentarily by Kayla Heitkamp, but Lady Indians could not keep it alive. It's a point for St. Mary's, 23-18. Another service point here for Graber. Mara Pearson on a smash. St. Mary's saves it. A deep hit by Graber. And this time she mishits it into the net. And that gives Fort Recovery a slight glimmer of hope here. Trailing 23-19. Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve. Good serve there. Here is Rammel. Back to Fort Recovery, the set by Heitkamp. There's Mara Pearson on the hit. St. Mary's plays it. Callie Wendell passing to Heitkamp, who will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And Tegan can't get the kill. St. Mary's saves it. There's Mara Pearson back over to St. Mary's. Wiekert tried to hit it over, and there is a block by Paige Guggenbiller. That keeps Fort Recovery's hopes alive. 23-20. Kennedy Mollenkamp again serving. Good serve. Here's a hit back over by Wiekert for St. Mary's. Now back over by Fort Recovery's Heitkamp. Battle at the net. And they're going to say Heitkamp hit it out of bounds. Here's your set point. 24-20. St. Mary's leading. Nuss will serve. Ashley Nuss. It is a good serve, Callie Wendell. Oh, Mara Pearson keeps it alive but hits it out of bounds. And that's it. St. Mary's has won the fourth set, 25-20. And we are going to a fifth game tonight. which, remember, the fifth game only goes to 15. But we're going to a fifth game tonight. It's been a marathon night indeed. Should have brought my sleeping bag over. We'll be back in a moment with the fifth set coming up. Each team has won two sets. We'll be back in a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterley is our studio producer, Mr. Eric Catterley. And Ella Shane and Neil Spencer for Fortsight, for the FortRecoveryRadio.com here at the Fortsight Fieldhouse. They are handling the buttons for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Welcome to the broadcast. No matter which team you might be rooting on tonight, rooting for tonight, we've got a dandy match here going to the fifth set. I don't think I've had a fifth set match in a while. And I mean, each set has been very competitive. It's been quite a match tonight. It'll be a heartbreaker for whoever loses this. Okay, here we go with the fifth and final set. Remember, we only go to 15. So it's crucial to get a nice early lead if you can in this one. It's going to be St. Mary's serving, I believe. And Ashley Nuss is going back to serve for St. Mary's. The libero for the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders. And it's going to be a service error. And Fort Recovery jumps out to a 1-0 lead here in this fifth set. Mara Pearson back to serve. Here we go. Good serve dug out by Graber. Here's Clark on a hit and hits it cross court and too hard out of bounds. Hitting air, and Fort Recovery takes a 2-0 lead here in this fifth set. There's the next serve by Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's a good one. Clark dinks it over. And sliding under was Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy dived to save that one and couldn't stop her momentum, and she slid under the net, which is a violation. So side out, St. Mary's, 2-1. St. Mary's trails by one. Serving here is Lily Rammel. Good serve. Heitkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Hits it too long, and we're tied at 2-2. give Lily Rammel another service point. She has a bunch of them tonight, including five ace serves. And that was almost an ace there, but saved by Fort Recovery. Heitkamp back over. Clark thinks it over to Fort Recovery, saved by Mollenkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. Back to St. Mary's, and they're going to say... Must have said somebody was in the net. Apparently, Fort Recovery was in the net. So 3-2 score. And there's a service error by St. Mary's. Lily Rammel gets it over the end line. And that ties it up at 3-3. Well, hey, you know, this whole night's been like this. Why not the fifth game? Callie Wendell, good serve. Here's a battle at the net. Fort Recovery gets it back over to St. Mary's. Back to Fort Recovery. To the net it goes to Heitkamp. She will set for Tegan Fortkamp. And Tegan nails the kill. A smash down the far side. Tegan Fortkamp with a kill. Makes it 4-3. Fort Recovery by one. Good serve by Callie Wendell. Battle at the net. St. Mary's has it. Graber hits it back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp hits it over and got a kill. St. Mary's couldn't play it. Kill number 13 on the night for Tegan. Now 5-3, Fort Recovery by two. Here's Callie Wendell serving again. And it's an ace serve for Callie Wendell. St. Mary's could not play that. It's now 6-3. I think I'd be calling timeout here if I was St. Mary's. But they're not going to. Callie Wendell will serve again. And it's a good serve. Here's a smash and a kill by Bryn Clark. That puts Bryn Clark in double figures for kills at 10. Sierra Graber has 20 kills for St. Mary's. St. Mary's serve. Tegan Fortkamp on a smash and a kill. Tegan is on fire here in this game. Another kill for Tegan Fortkamp. That gives her 14 unofficially on the night. Back to serve is Kayla Heitkamp. Indians lead 7-4. Good serve. Ashley Nunn digs it out. Here's a smash by Graber. And back over by Kennedy Mollenkamp, who got the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp with kill number 12. There's timeout, St. Mary's. Timeout, St. Mary's. Fort Recovery leads 8-4 on our way to a 15-point win. We'll be back in a moment.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Extremely entertaining night tonight. Not often have we gone past 9 o'clock for the end of a volleyball match, but this one's headed, well, we're already past 9 o'clock. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, FortRecoveryRadio.com. And some of you are watching on the High School Sports Network. Fort Recovery and St. Mary's at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio tonight. Good serve. Here's a smash by Clark of St. Mary's. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Tegan Fortkamp over. Here's the hit and a block by Fort Recovery. St. Mary's keeps it alive. Back over to Fort Recovery. And there's Tegan Fortkamp on a hit after a pass from Mara Pearson. A block at the net. St. Mary's keeps it alive. The hit back over. And it is out. Hit by Graber goes out of bounds. Sierra Graber couldn't turn her magic there. Port Recovery picks up another point. That makes it 9-4 now. Good serve by Fort Recovery's Heitkamp. And they don't get the ball over. Another service point. Fort Recovery now leads 10-4. Remember, we're only going to 15. Timeout again by St. Mary's. We'll be back in a moment. Fort Recovery leads 10-4.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Are you in the dark when it comes to your medications? Let the team at Kalp Pharmacy shed some light. Life can keep you busy and not enough time to really think about what medications you're taking. Let the Kalp Pharmacy team guide you toward effectively managing your medications. During your review, we will check and work toward decreasing interactions, side effects, and suggest ways to make your regimen easier to manage. Call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 today or visit kalppharmacy.com for more information. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Kayla Heitkamp has a total of 13 service points tonight. She's on a run here. 10-4. Fort Recovery up by 6. Here's the serve. Good serve. Dug out by Ashley Nunn at the net. Clark hits it over. Here's the pass and the set to Tegan Fortkamp, who got the kill. Hits it through the block. Tegan with 15 kills on the night now. Another service point for Kayla Heitkamp. Here goes Kayla. It's 11-4. Good serve. An ace serve for Kayla Heitkamp as Ashley Nunn could not get to it. Kayla Heitkamp, service point number 15, and that one was an ace. That was her first ace of the night. What a spot for it. Smashed by St. Mary's. Mara Pearson plays it. Tegan Fortkamp hits it back and got the kill. Another kill for Tegan Fortkamp. Number 16 on the night. And it's 13-4 now. Lady Indians up by 9 and looking really loose and happy at the moment. Another service point there for Kayla Heitkamp. Good serve. Smash and a block by Kennedy Mollenkamp, played by St. Mary's. Hit back over. Kayla Heitkamp will pass. Free balling it over. Was Sage Luthold. Here's a smash and a kill by Bryn Clark. Kill number 11 for Bryn Clark. She will go back to serve. It's 13-5. It's never over till it's over. But Fort Recovery's looking pretty good. There is a free ball over by Mara Pearson. Here's the set. And a smash by Graber for St. Mary's. Fort Recovery plays it. Tegan Heitkamp smashes. Didn't get the kill this time. Smash by Graber, and she got the kill. Unofficially, I have her with 21 kills on the night for Sierra Graber. Another service point for Bryn Clark. 13-6 now. Kayla Heitkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. St. Mary's able to keep it alive, free balling it over. It was Graber. Heitkamp at the net to Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan gets another kill. 17 kills now for Tegan. What a night she's having. Another serve for Tegan Fortkamp. And service air into the net. Well, we'll forgive you for that one, Tegan. That would have been your match point right there. 14-7. Serving now is St. Mary's. Ellie Kraft. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's a dink over by Kennedy Mollenkamp, a kill, and that is it. 15-7, Fort Recovery wins the fifth game and the match. Give Kennedy Mollenkamp another kill, number 13 on the night. What a great match it was tonight. Fort Recovery comes out the winner. About a two-hour match here tonight. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head, wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. Are you in the dark when it comes to your medications? Let the team at Kalp Pharmacy shed some light. Life can keep you busy and not enough time to really think about what medications you're taking. Let the Kalp Pharmacy team guide you toward effectively managing your medications. During your review, we will check and work toward decreasing interactions, side effects, and suggest ways to make your regimen easier to manage. Call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 today or visit kalppharmacy.com for more information. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, let's take a look at the unofficial stats. Certainly are that, being my first match of the year. It always takes a little time to get back into the swing of making sure you don't miss anything. But for Fort Recovery, we had Mara Pearson had 7 kills on the night and 1 service point for Mara. Sage Luthold ended up with 3 kills and 1 block. Kenzie Garkey had 10 service points, including 1 ace tonight. Callie Wendell ended up with 9 service points and 2 aces. Kayla Heitkamp had a total of 16 service points, including 1 ace, and had 3 kills for Kayla Heitkamp. Tegan Forkamp, wow, what a woman's job in the hitting department. As she had a total of 17 kills on the night, 9 service points, including 4 aces for Tegan Forkamp. 17 kills on the night. Kennedy Mollenkamp had 13 kills with 9 service points and 3 aces. Paige Guggenbiller ended up with 2 kills and 3 blocks on the night. Again, the leading hitter was Tegan Forkamp with 17 kills. Kennedy Mollenkamp had 13. For the St. Henry Redskins, 21 kills unofficially for Sierra Graber to lead her team in that category. I also had Bryn Clark with 11 kills for St. Mary's. And Sylvia Wiekert had 6 kills on the night as well. Those were the main hitters for the St. Mary's Lady Rough Riders. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Again, the scores game by game. It was St. Mary's winning the first game 25-19. Fort Recovery won the second game 25-23. Fort Recovery won the third game 25-21. St. Mary's won the fourth set 25-20. And then Fort Recovery took charge in the fifth set and won 15-17 to win 3-2. For the JV tonight, they won 2-1 as Fort Recovery winning over St. Mary's 2-1 to pull down the victory there. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-19, lost the second set 25-22, and then won the third set and the match 25-15. So what a way to open up the year for Fort Recovery. They come away with a double win tonight, winning both JV and varsity action. So for our studio producer, Eric Catterly in Portland, for Fort Recovery Radio, Ella Shane and Neil Spencer, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night. A happy night for Fort Recovery. A win tonight in high school volleyball over St. Mary's 3-2.
WPGW AM and FM, Portland.